I picked this track as a child. It was kind of like my coming of age that summer, from being just a little punk kid into like discovering girls. And that was like on the radio all the time. And Jesse Ed Davis, his solo on that just touched me. And I love Rod. I had a chance to work with him over the years. It's one of the great pop songs ever written to me. It's a beautiful story. It's a really great record. And it just reminds me of like my first girlfriend I ever had. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right,
you know, that summer before going, you know, junior high school and all that stuff. And I was in a band and everything like that.
Happy memory.
It was a happy memory. And not an obvious choice for me. I thought I'd pick something odd and different that might have touched me back as a kid.
Right, great. But of course, I mean, you see, I worked with Rod. You worked with almost everybody, really.
Yeah, I've had an eclectic list. I mean, we were just, for the Toto 35th anniversary, we're coming up with this whole tree of One Degree of Separation with all the people that have been in the rhythm section of the band, including some of the people that have sat in, like Lise Clark, Phelan Gaines, Nathan East. And it's 8,000 records of, literally, yeah. I'm not exaggerating, of every major artist in every style of music but classical from the last 50 years.
Astonishing.
It's
absolutely
weird.
Amazing.
It was weird to look at. And when you see it, it's coming out next year, summer, you'll see it. It's a trip.
Right, we'll wait for that. Your next choice is Human Nature by Michael Jackson. So why is that one there?
Well, we were working on the Thriller album, and this is basically Toto with Michael Jackson singing. It was written by Steve Picaro, and all of us played on it. And Michael had heard the track as we were working on the other parts of that record. I was doing all the Quincy stuff at the time. And this was a really cool project to be on. We had no idea it was going to be like the biggest record of all time. Yeah. And he heard the song, and he just loved what we did to it. So we came in and worked with Quincy and him on it and refined it. We even played it on our last tour just because right. people were like going like, well, why that? He's going, well, that's really us and Michael, you know. And beat it was Jeff Beccaro and myself, and Michael and Eddie Van Halen did the guitar solo. I played bass and all the riffs and all the rhythm parts on that one, so some people don't know that.
Yeah.
But we were all over that record.
But you're all over so many records, you in particular, you know, never mind the others. You have played on almost everything.
I've had a very eclectic, fun career. I'm very honored to sit here in front of you and say that. You know?
Well, we'll hear more of it in the course of the week, but right now, here are you and the others on Human Nature.